Good morning. These are the Gateway Virginia headlines for Wednesday, January 24th, 2007. The headlines are brought to you in part by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network and Media General Newspapers in Virginia. You can read more on these stories at gatewayva.com. A judge in Greene County has sentenced a convicted killer of two to life in prison. Berman Justice shot his estranged wife and her boyfriend in November of 2003. The Daily Progress reports Judge Daniel Boughton spared Justice from the death penalty because of an otherwise lack of violent history, as well as the man's slight mental illness. A judge in Henrico County has convicted a 20-year-old man of killing his cousin and her father last March. Jason Andrew James stabbed Angel Jackson twice in the neck and then turned the knife on her father when he tried to rescue her. Both died on the way to the hospital. Two other relatives were injured when they tried to intervene. A special hearing will be held in April to determine if James should receive the death penalty. Lynchburg police have made an arrest in the city's first murder of the year. The News Advance reports police found 24-year-old Ricky Bernard Evans lying in his apartment on the floor because of stab wounds. Officers later arrested James Edward Shiner III in connection with the killing. Two lawsuits against Randolph-Macon Women's College have been dismissed in Lynchburg City Court. The suits were filed by opponents of the school's recent decision to admit men. The school will be known as Randolph College as of July 1st. Interim President Ginger Worden told the Lynchburg News Advance that 70 men have applied to the school so far. And finally, Richmond continues to lose population to the suburbs, according to a new study released by UVA's Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service. Their numbers show Richmond losing almost 3% of its population between 2000 and last July. But Chesterfield County's population climbed by over 32,000 people, and Henrico's jumped by almost 25,000. Virginia's population as a whole increased 8% to 7.6 million. And these have been the Gateway Virginia headlines for Wednesday, January 24th, 2007. The headlines are produced at the studios of WNRN in Charlottesville. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.